One of the most pleasurable things to do at Edinburgh Fringe is to be putting star ratings on your flyers. In fact, it can be done while you're being interviewed because it's sort of lovely therapeutic quality. Now, I'm joined by...
Brian Joseph, okay. Daria Rowland.
And also...
Daria Rowland.
Okay, and we're talking about a piece called Normaler Than Everyone. Just got 4 stars from... Who is this?
Okay's Big
Breakfast. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, first question is, what did they like about it?
Well, they said that it was intimate, confessional, and thought-provoking. But I suspect that they also liked the songs. Oh, they did say that after dragging my emotions over the coals, he still manages to send me out of the show, singing the chorus of his final song over and over. I don't know. The guests seem to really like it.
Okay. And do you agree with that feedback?
I do agree with it. I think there are some sort of toe-tapping songs, which is a little bit... it's complicated because you want to sort of laugh and smile and sing and tap your toes, but it's also about cancer, so there's like a little bit of pain wrapped up in it. And there is a happy ending if people are scared that now that I said the word cancer. And I'm proud of it. I think it's a really good show.
Tell me what it's about.
It's about someone that is, it's from the perspective of a caregiver, while he's dealing with his wife going through cancer treatment. But it's not only about that, it's about everything around that and how you kind of deal with life, how you deal with continuing to have a family and just continue to keep moving, right? Like as you're dealing with all this stuff and all this crap and just maintaining your family and it's just a great show with it talks about all the ups and downs of everything around it. So
I've also discovered and learned that the word normaler has only got one L in it, so that's been worth it too. How do you write a piece like this?
Well, I had a record deal. I live in Los Angeles, and I had a record deal and made a bunch of records. And so writing songs about my life is sort of part of my process as a songwriter. And my friend Danny Badeau, who's the director and co-deviser of this piece, has been trying to get me to do a solo show for a long time because I play a lot of different instruments and I'm a trained actor and I'm a professional photographer, so she wanted me to sort of combine all of my skills. There's photography in this show as well.
So did you have to write a script around the songs or the songs around the script?
It's a devised piece, and so it really was about getting into a rehearsal room and beginning to sort of think about and experiment and talk about sort of the thematic ideas about being a caregiver and about how to allow people to help you or not and different ideas like that. And then she would send me away and say, why don't you write a song about that? And I would go off and do it and come back. So I wrote 30 songs for this show, and there's 9 songs in the show. So I've been, so it's been devised and then sort of trimmed around the edges to get it down to this 70-minute sweet spot.
I don't know if this question will bring out a spoiler. Hopefully not. But what does normal mean to you?
Well, it's a great question because that's a thing that evolves. Normal is whatever you experience in one's own life. So this notion of being normaler than somebody else is sort of a joke. But it's, normal. Normal now, normal is about test results and doctors and scans, and even though that is quite an abnormal thing. Normal is the ubiquitous experience of knowing people who have cancer and are sick. Mm-hmm. And normal is also falling in love, and normal, which is quite extraordinary feeling, but it's quite a normal thing that humans do.
Strange thing for me, here at 53, 52 years old.
You don't look a day over 51.
But at 30, plugged into a chemotherapy machine.
No way.
Yeah, normal was strange. Normal was walking through the park to get there. Normal was actually being plugged in after a while.
Yeah, that's right. Every day you go.
But I want to make a break for abnormal then, because abnormal is writing a comedy play whilst plugged into a chemotherapy machine.
That's it. Or I would say... That resonates with me. It's also writing a musical. Like, what the hell am I thinking? Getting up and singing songs and stuff about this. It's like, it is abnormal. And yet, for me, and it sounds like for you, it's the kind of normalest thing in the world as a theater professional to do.
And there were some normal things that at the time other people called crazy.
That's right.
In terms of writing then, and just knowing about kind of tragic comedy, because people view the big C, the cancer word they won't say, as a kind of tragic thing for the person. Is there a danger then that as a songwriter you end up offering them comedy?
Well, the way my approach to comedy and drama, I think, is I have sort of an angular approach to it. So my favorite thing is to make somebody laugh, but a little bit uncomfortably, a little bit with the realization of the depth that's underneath it. So I don't think anyone will find that my show trivializes it in any way. Like, you know, let's just laugh about it. It's more that you laugh in spite of it.
Mm, okay, but I guess. What I was asking for you as a maker of work, that you end up not fleeing into comedy, but it's harder to write in the middle range. You know, you can write sad songs and you can write funny songs because we laugh when there are no more tears to cry. But somewhere in the middle then is a more nuanced kind of music.
I think that's right. And I think that is really, that's what I'm aiming for. I hope that audiences will give me their honest feedback about that. But what I'm really aiming for is like some kind of honest, you know, talking about the complexity of it.
So we're not going to find the word dancer just because it rhymes with cancer.
If you find that in my show, no, you will never find that. No.
What's he like to work with?
He's great to work with. Very flexible, like always.
What is your role?
I'm the stage manager of the show, so I handle all the behind-the-scenes technical aspects, kind of calling the show, making sure lights, projections, everything that Brian has kind of created and Danny want it to look like kind of all meshes together to work with the show. So it's been great because they're both so willing and just up to going with whatever we have available, and it's just such a... I don't know. It's such a translatable show. Is that the right word? So it's been great going to different like venues and still being able to see how the show can still work no matter the setting, no matter what it looks like, no matter how many lights we have. It still works all the same.
You'll get the spirit of this question with, you know, I'm joking a bit, but with 500 cancer shows up this year.
I know.
And with, you know, with Ebola, you know, being, and, you know, autoimmune this and that.
Yeah.
Is cancer a bit last year?
You know, it's normal. It's the normalest thing out there. And actually, I think that all of those shows, I suspect, are sort of speaking to this thing. We can relate to it. It's the normalest abnormal thing there is.
So for you as a performer, maybe coming back next year, the year after, on the success of this, a lot of performers just keep repeating the theme. You know, at some point, are you going to decouple from it?
Yes, I think I will. I like creating, and so I'm always... there's an album coming that's this. There's a book of photography that's also this show. And after those things, I'm, going to make the next thing.
As my mum would say, you're looking well.
Thank you.
But just to end this interview, I want to hear the sound of a click of possible. She's just taken it. The four-star on the poster. But yeah, you can just say click, click, click in the celebration of a four-star review. There we go. Is it back here? Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you so much.